So could you review what we knew about PARP inhibitors in breast cancer prior to ASCO, and then what was presented with this Olympiad trial?
So PARP inhibitors in breast cancer have had, unfortunately, not the best development course. It's been a bit protracted, I think. But certainly, we knew from the early phase one studies that there was activity. Andy Tutte published many years ago his phase two trials looking at two different doses of olaparib and showed a response rate that was very exciting in BRCA mutation carriers. So we knew there was activity with PARP. Bella Kaufman looked at a group of patients who had different tumors, breast, ovarian, prostate, pancreatic, and she showed similar responses. I did a trial many years ago looking at it just in a group of triple-negative breast cancers as well as BRCA, and we didn't show as many responses, but these were a very small group of patients, and certainly it did show a waterfall plot that showed benefit. It didn't show responses in unselected triple-negative cancers, although we did get responses in unselected serous ovarian cancers. So for a long time, we knew that BRCA mutation carriers with breast cancer and metastatic disease had a response. It took a long time for the randomized trials to happen.